Today from the Ohio Newsroom, repurposing medical supplies. Today from the Ohio Newsroom takes you around the state, connecting you with news and neighbors from all over Ohio. I'm Erin Gottsacker. Ohio's rural residents are more likely to lack health insurance than their urban counterparts. At the same time, there are fewer physicians providing care in these regions. Amid these disparities, a local nonprofit in Appalachian, Ohio, is encouraging residents to focus on what they do have to heal. The Ohio Newsroom's Kendall Crawford reports.
Ed Newman enjoys his weekly drives, darting from nursing homes in eastern Washington County to hospitals on Ohio's southern border. He sees it as a scavenger hunt. Each stop is a chance to find a discarded piece of medical equipment.
It's too important not to salvage that, you know?
Newman is the director of Rural Action's Medical Donation Program. Today, he's picking up items from one of the program's collection sites at Meigs County Public Library.
I do have something in here.
The librarian there pulls out a walker that looks almost brand new.
This looks like a good one.
Yeah.
Newman loads the valuable find into the back of his truck, already packed with an assortment of supplies. Instead of going to landfills, this costly medical equipment will go directly to community members.
So we get all this really nice equipment from people who are well off. Then we get that really nice stuff to people who don't have anything. And we do it, like, instead of Robin Hood, you know, they just give it to us.
The collection program began in 2021, modeled after MedWish International, an organization that donates usable medical equipment overseas and locally in Cleveland. Newman recognized that such a program could be a lifeline for rural Appalachian Ohio, where nearly 80% of counties are considered health professional shortage areas. Plus, fewer transportation options and limited broadband make it even more difficult to get care.
There's a lot of people that don't have ready access to health care. Some of the people we give stuff to are like in a desperate situation, and this changes that.
These gaps in healthcare access mean demand is high for items as small and inexpensive as bandages to large, pricier items like motorized wheelchairs, which can cost anywhere between $2,000 and $20,000. Newman has around 8 of these chairs in his truck today, which he drops off at the little repair shop in Athens County.
How can I help you?
I got some mechanical chairs.
The repair shop's owner, Dennis Jones, takes this highly specialized equipment and fixes it at little or no cost for those in need.
We had a gentleman who hospice had come to us, and he only had about 6 months to live, and his insurance declined him on a chair. They didn't want to spend the money on it because, that it wouldn't be used long. And we were able to give him a chair, and that gave him the ability to get around the nursing home and to be able to still play cards with everybody, go get his meals, keep making more independent.
That's the strength of the program. It can't foot the bill for a surgery, provide life-saving medication, or decrease the region's high rates of chronic health conditions. But for people like Rachel Everett, it can provide comfort. When she was recovering from knee surgery last year, she borrowed a hospital bed, a bedside commode, and a walker from the program.
It was a huge relief to have all of the equipment that I needed to heal and get well at home without worrying about the financial hardship or logistics of getting what I needed.
Once she healed, Everett gave her equipment back to the program to help the next person. For the Ohio Newsroom, I'm Kendall Crawford in Southeast Ohio.
Want to hear more positive stories? Sign up for The Lift, the Ohio Newsroom's good news newsletter at ohionewsroom.org. That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you on Monday.